Sempre.
Okay. Now, if you see a dress or something that looks real nice, and somebody's wearing it, and you want to tell them how nice it looks, maybe you go up to them and say, that's a real...
real pretty dress.
No. What's the thing that you got on your wear over your...
apron. That's an apron. And my bonnet, you know, I have my bonnets too, you know, that you wear on your head when you go out. You know, instead of a hat, you put a bonnet on, you know.
Yeah.
That's old timey too.
What's what you call a thing you write with and it uses ink?
Pen. A pen.
What's the metal thing?
Fountain pen.
And what's the metal thing you use to hook pieces of cloth together, you know, like it?
Yeah, safety pins.
Safety pin.
Safety pin.
What kind of a can does soup come in? What do you call
it? What kind of what?
A can does soup come in?
Soup?
Would
it be galvanized or would it be tin or?
Tin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and how many cents were in dime?
How many cents? 10.
And what's the heavy thing you put on if you're going out in cold weather?
Put
on over your clothes.
Would it be a jacket?
Yeah. Something a little bigger than a jacket.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know. That would be sweater or overcoat or jacket or...
What's the thing that the men used to wear? They wear a suit.
Vest.
They have their shirt.
Yeah, vest. That matched their suit always.
Mm-hmm. And what's the bottom part of a man's suit?
Pants. Or breeches. Breeches would be an old timey word, you know, the breeches. Yeah.
And if all your clothes are worn out, then you want to go out and buy some more than brand new. You had to go out and buy some new.
Had some brand new clothes, I reckon, wouldn't you?
Okay. And if a man wanted to go out and buy matching coat and pants and vest, he'd say he had to go out and buy a new suit. Yeah.
New suit.
And if you put a lot of things in a pocket, you know, and they stick out, you say the things that make your pocket.
Bulge out.
Okay. What used to happen to clothes, you know, when you wash them in real hot water, you know,
they draw up. What
about, you ever say anything else like that?
Do what?
You ever say anything else for that?
About shrinkage. The shrink up, you know, that shrink is the same as... Shrink too little for you.
Yeah. And if you took a shirt out of the water and you said it just then I could say to somebody it is
Shrunk up. Then if you have to wear it and wear it and got big room, we'd say it's stretched.
Yeah.
You know, the shirt stretched out.
And All your clothes have shrunk up. You say something about all my clothes have just...
They're all shrunk up and I've got to get me some bigger ones.
But when a girl's getting ready to go out and have a big time, you know, spends a lot of time getting ready, what do you call that?
Primping. That's the old timey way now. Is primping. She primps and primps.
And what's a little thing you know you do?